This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. Tomb raiding sounds like a pretty exciting profession, but the reality is pretty far from how things seem. There's bugs, for instance. Tons of them. Spiders, scarabs, ants, and they're all more than happy to chew on you, so you'd better bring plenty of bug spray just in case. Also, have you ever thought about how often splinters from eras old wood can get stuck in your delicate little mitts? It's more common than you might expect. Those are just two of the reasons you might want to play Tomb Raider i3 Remastered instead of going out and actually raiding some tombs. Best of all, you won't even need a tetanus shot. We all know and love Lara Croft. She's a seasoned explorer, 90s sex symbol, Hollywood superstar and 2010s Hunger Games-style gritty survivalist archer and overall gaming legend. She's a lady who wears many hats, so you're bound to have run into her in some form or another. Now, Tomb Raider 1-3 Remastered allows you to see her earliest adventures in a whole new light. Well, you can also see them in the same old light if you'd prefer, but it's nice to have the option. If you're mostly familiar with Croft's remake outings, you might be a little surprised at how the first Tomb Raider games play. These are, at their heart, puzzle adventures, and that draws a clear distinction from the more action-focused route that Tomb Raider would later take as time went on. Developed by Core Design, these early outings had Lara and her environments attached to a fairly rigid grid. This might cause movement to feel stiff at first, but in fact it's key to giving you a precise idea of how far and high Lara can jump, what she can climb, how fast she can run, and so on. These early Tomb Raider games rely heavily on this built-in understanding of your character's capabilities to create some absolutely devious levels, verging on cruelty, while this remaster allows you to switch controls to something a bit more modern. I'd argue that contemporary controls are where it's at here. Combat, meanwhile, is clearly not the series' strong suit at this point. There's plenty of stuff to fight, but there's not a lot of reward for doing so outside of not getting murdered. There's a variety of guns and ammo to load up on, but no matter what, you'll find yourself relying primarily on fleeing from attacks while your auto-targeting firearms blast away at foes. Nah, you're here for the platforming and puzzling, and both of these remain solid to this day. There's plenty of it, as well, given that all three games are present in their full and expanded glory, so once you get past that initial learning curve, you'll be raiding tombs for hours. How'd the actual remaster portion of this collection turn out? Not all too shabby, as it turns out. By default, you've got some fancy new graphics running at a comfortable 60 FPS. These remain pretty faithful to the original, but if pretty faithful isn't enough, you'll be pleased to hear that Tomb Raider i3 Remastered allows you to swap between modern and classic graphics on the fly. This is a fantastic touch, allowing you to get an idea of how precisely each level was changed to modernize it without losing any progress. Indeed, being able to swap graphical styles might be the highlight of the collection as a whole, and it helps bring new life to some games that might feel a little outdated by modern standards. Oldies are often goodies, though, and that's definitely the case with Tomb Raider i3 Remastered. These games are relics of an earlier time that rewarded patience and persistence in the face of surprise death traps. Games that were completely fine with surprising you with a near-instant drop into some spikes for funsies. If you're willing to look past that and see things through, the value of this collection is hard to beat. Tomb Raider i3 Remastered is an easy choice for fans of tombs, raiding or otherwise. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.